when I pulled the cards, I was sitting over here, and I was like, oh my gosh.
Is this happening?
Is this real?
Hello, hello, and welcome back to a brand new podcast episode here on Abundant Self. I'm your host, Jules, and today I have a special episode for you. Right now, with the new year coming, I thought, what better time, like there is no better time actually, than to bring on Maggie to us here on the show. So welcome, Maggie. Thank you so much for being here on the podcast. And maybe you can introduce yourself a little bit to the audience, what you do, who you are, all the things.
Definitely. Thank you so much for having me. I love chatting about spiritual stuff and all the stuff I know we'll be talking about today. But for those of you who don't know me, I'm Maggie. You can find me on most social media platforms at Spring Loon Oracle. I do tarot. That's really how I got started. But I'm also certified in past life regression and am a psychic medium. So I dabble in a whole bunch of things. I just love anything spiritual, really. It's just, I always am learning. I really got started in this sort of world when I was about 19, 20 in university, and I got a job at a crystal shop just because I needed a job. I just needed a job, honestly. And I had my whole spiritual awakening there, and it just sort of snowballed. And now it's what I do is now it's my my job, and my life has changed so much through using spiritual tools and using mindset work and manifestation and all of that. I am Canadian, but I right now I'm living in Copenhagen, and I just am living my little dreams and learning all things spiritual. I couldn't be happier.
I love that so much for you. And this is like honestly such a testimony to the work that we do when you work on your mindset, when you shift your beliefs and kind of like free yourself from this standard of like what society says you have to do and just go your own way and just like follow your heart. So thank you so much, Maggie. That was so, so beautiful. And I also love for you to like you being here on this podcast right now is also kind of like such an inspiration for someone listening who maybe is just at the beginning of, you know, their spiritual journey or doesn't really know tarot and like being a medium. Like it's all like a little bit unfamiliar because maybe they haven't talked to anyone about those things yet. So you being here is just really, really cool. I am so thankful because you sharing your precious time with us, with the audience, it just gives us the permission also to, well, harness, I guess, a little bit more our spiritual gifts, because we are all spiritual. We all have like some kind of spirituality in us that gets to unfold. So I love that. Do we want to get a little bit clear, like more clear and a little bit more, I guess, like woohoo when it comes to 2024 and the energies? I'm like super spiritual as well. I meditate daily. I know that so many of my listeners also really love manifestation and love that work. So you are a tarot reader as well. And I think it would be so cool for us to actually get some insights and you sharing your gifts today with us here on the podcast.
Yes, we had been talking before, so I have the four cards pulled here for kind of the energy of the year. What I thought I would do is pull a card for each quarter of the year. So, you know,
amazing,
splitting it into four, and we'll kind of look at what it comes up here. For those of you who like don't really use tarot, I think it's an amazing tool. Like, I think you can be super woo-woo and spiritual, and someone like me who has done it so much and sees how really there's no coincidences and the wild things that happen, I do believe in that magic of it, that fate part of it, and just sort of that extra magical part. But I think even if you don't subscribe to that, you can still benefit from tarot. I think it's amazing self-reflection no matter what you do. So I would just say, like, as we look at these cards, if you are super spiritual and you're on board and ready to go, that's amazing. And if you're not so sure about it and you're not so sure like where you stand with this subject, then just come into it open and allow yourself to see what pops into your mind, because even if it's not magic to you, it can still spark something important. And I know a lot of people who aren't super, super spiritual, but really enjoy getting readings done or really enjoy seeing the messages that the cards have, because it allows them to, you know, shift through their mind a little bit and work through all the stuff that's going on up there. So I wanted to just put that out there first, that no matter where you are spiritually, I think this could be beneficial for you heading into the new year. But for all of you who are spiritual, I pulled four cards and they're all major arcana. So if you don't know what that means, there's, you know, the major arcana cards, which is the ones a lot of people know. It's like death, the magician, the lovers. Mm-hmm. It's those archetypal cards. And then we have the suits, which are the pentacles, the swords, the wands, and all of those sort of things. So the suits, they're still powerful cards, but they're more almost like your everyday energy cards, whereas the mm-hmm. major arcana, they're the big cards. They're the ones that hold mm-hmm. the big energy. They tell a big story. They just have a little bit of extra oomph to them. And when you pull them as the majority of a reading, that's statistically unlikely because they only make up about 27% of the deck. And we pulled them as every single card. So we pulled four cards and they're all major arcana. So this was really just the universe being like, there's a lot of energy in store. Pay attention, work with it, because really big things can come from this year. You know, I think every year people say 2024. That's my year. Yeah. But with this energy, it really could be.
It is.
But it mm-hmm. is important. I really think this first section, I'll just talk about each card. We can talk about it together a little bit if you want. But for the first quarter, we have the death card, which sounds scary, but it's not. The death card just means the death of something, the death of a cycle. It's the card of boundaries, of needing to release, needing to cut cords and completely close the door. So a lot of people go into the new year and they're like, oh, you know, new year, new me, I'm gonna get all my routines, I'm gonna make my resolutions. And this card is actually saying this year, it's not about enforcing new things. It's about reflecting the first quarter of the year and realize, like, what's taking up too much space? What mm-hmm. is this that's weighing me down? There's been really heavy collective energy recently, and we're going to be lifting out of that, especially in February. But it's looking this first quarter of the year and saying, what isn't working? Like, what really do I need to cut off? What do I need to close the door on so that I can just make space? It's just going to be about making space that first quarter of the year.
I love that.
Yeah, I think that's exactly what we need. Then we have the second half. It's the temperance. It goes off this a little bit. It's saying once you have the space and in that spring part of the year, once we get into that's when the zodiac calendar starts, the astrological new year is. And sometimes we can feel like, oh yeah, I'm going to go, I'm going to do this. And it's kind of pulling you back again. We pulled the temperance card, and the temperance card, it's like two cups. You're holding two cups and you're going in between them here. And it's just saying you're in the middle of a journey and now is the time to refuel. You've created space and now it's time to figure out, how do I want to get to the destination? What is my destination? Mm-hmm. This is a time to, whereas the first part of the year was reflecting to release, this is reflecting to set intentions, right? So even though you may feel like you need to jump and go and make things happen, it's like, okay, first let's get really intentional about what you want to fill this space with, so you don't just fill it with anything, right? And mm-hmm. so that next part is really just going to be intentional. It's going to be just figuring out what you want, figuring out how your cup even needs to be filled, pouring back into yourself a little bit, because the second half of the year has really, really huge shifting, changing, exciting, manifesting energy. So we need this sort of easy first half of the year. So then we have another card. We pulled two cards, probably the two cards that scare people maybe the most, which is death. And now we have the Tower card. But the Tower card is my personal favorite card. The Tower, it looks like, you know, it's being struck by lightning. It looks like everything's falling apart. It looks scary. But really what this is saying is that change is inevitable. So during this third part of the year, third quarter of the year, change is inevitable. This will be, you know, July, August, September sort of time. which is great to be like summer. I feel like a lot of us have more energy for anyone on the northern heavens hemisphere. It's summer. And it's saying, okay, change is coming. This change that you've set up for in the first half of the year, it's coming. When you pull the tower card, it's saying it's happening whether you like it or not. So do you want to be dragged, you know, out of the tower through the dirt all the way there? Or do you want to put on your parachute and jump? Do you want to take that risk? Do you want to take a chance on yourself? Do you want to be like, you know what, I am going to do this? Whatever that change is that you are craving, whatever that change is that you know needs to happen from when you reflect and set your intentions, that is going to happen. So much can change, but it's all going to be for the better. Even if it feels during this time like change is out of your control and it's bad, I guarantee you it's just breaking things down for you to build more solid foundations. So this is a time to look change in the face and be like, all right, let's go. I'm along for the ride. And it will make it so much easier. Wow. And then we have our last card, which is a super exciting one. It's the Magician. And the Magician is the Manifestor card. It is the card to say, you have all the tools you need. You have everything to make it happen. You'll have just gone through this big change. So this could mean, yes, manifestations coming in, but even more that your manifestation abilities and your manifesting powers are multiplied. They're tenfold right now. So funny that we ended up talking about manifestation even just slightly at the beginning, saying that people really like it, because if you're a manifesting girly, this is your time. This is your time. It's going to be so powerful. This will be October, November, December. Like, get on those manifestation practices. Be really clear on what you want and start to embody it, to call it in, because this is when we'll see big things happen. I think there's huge energy in 2024 to completely shift and change your life, which is super exciting. You know, sometimes we have years that are more about rest. Sometimes we have years that are more about like deep healing. I don't even see like super deep healing. I just see more like pouring energy into yourself and also being outwardly bold, because we have the Death and the Tower card, and those are both being outwardly bold. It's looking change in the face and going with it. And it's also looking the world in the face and saying, these are my boundaries, or saying no. Like, the Death card is about saying no. So it's about this year just being bold and pouring that energy into yourself and what you actually want. Wow. And that's pretty much what we've got.
So powerful. Oh, I have chills everywhere, Maggie. That is incredible. I'm sure that like the girls listening right now are just like claiming this. Yes. 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 Wow. So good. So with this being said, 2024 mm-hmm. is going to be the year of huge change. Oh yeah. If you are bold enough to actually claim it.
Yes. Oh, I love that. Oh, doesn't that just like sit like in your heart, like it's just gonna burst?
Yes. I'm
like,
ooh.
And it's, you know, 2024, when you do the numerology of it, it is an 8 year, which mm-hmm. is the year of infinite possibilities. And I mean, as a podcast, so people can't see the card, but over the Magician's head, you also have the infinity sign here. Ooh. So it's really doubling down on that. Anything is possible this year.
Wow.
Anything is. You have infinite possibilities.
Wow. It actually, yeah. like, it almost, it's like the, like this full circle moment. That's just yeah. what I have, like, this download, because 8 being the infinity number, and then at the end of the year, like, wrapping up the whole year, 2024, mm-hmm. the Magician card with, like, the infinity sign.
Yeah. It's like this big full circle. Like, you are going to be so bold throughout the year. And then by the end of the year, you'll be like, oh my God, I'm so much further. Like, I'm in this whole new place. And not even will you be in this whole new place by the end of the year with this energy, but you'll be in this whole new place and it will feel like so much more is possible. So like, take your manifestations right now, take your big dreams of where you want to be at the end of the year. You will be there. You'll probably be even further. And you'll also be in a place where you're not just like, oh my gosh, I'm in a dream. You'll be like, I am so ready for that next level.
Wow.
This is just so much expansion. It's just expansion, expansion. But you got to be bold.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That is some potent AF energy here.
It's true. It's true.
I love it. Wow. So good.
Do you have... I can't believe it. when I pulled the cards, I was sitting over here and I was like, oh my gosh.
Is this happening?
Is this real?
I just know that whoever's listening right now, you also truly feel in your heart that this is meant for you. Totally.
Mm-hmm. And claim it. Even if you feel like it isn't meant for you, that's just that ego coming in being like, you can't have these big, amazing things, right? Mm-hmm. I've been told by people before, not a ton, but I've faced this before as a reader of people being like, that's really great. Like the reading was really, really cool, but I'm just afraid that it's too positive. And I was like, that's not a problem with me as the reader. If I'm giving you a super positive reading and you think it's too good to be true, that's a mindset thing, right? Absolutely. If I'm telling you by the end of the year, you can have infinite possibilities and you're like, this doesn't hit with me. I don't think this is for me. That means that you're not allowing yourself to accept the fact that you could have so much. And if you're not able to accept it, it's really going to be hard for it to find you.
Absolutely. Kind of like this is just an invitation for you to work further on yourself and on your also beliefs of worthiness. Do you really truly believe that you deserve all of it? Or are there still some limiting beliefs somewhere lurking around your head being like, no, I'm not good enough. I can't do this, which we all have and we've all been going through. It's normal, but now is the time to work on those beliefs and to shift them so we are open to receive and we are open to allow all of it.
That's what the whole beginning of the year, I think, is about, right? It's like seeing those limiting beliefs and being like, no, we're not gonna entertain you anymore. Let's figure out how I can close this door because I want to make space. And these limiting beliefs, they're taking up too much space for you right now. Mm-hmm. And it's time to just be like, I'm so excited to see everyone's change. This has made me so excited. I'm like, how is everyone going to change? What's going to happen?
Yes. We definitely want you to DM us on Instagram. So Maggie and myself, I obviously down in the show notes below, I'll put our links for social media because anything, just share with us your news or anything that's happening. We'd be so happy to get in touch. And so Maggie, for this whole 2024 predictions and energy reading, wrap it up a little bit. Do you also offer private readings or what's going on in your world right now? Can you share with the audience a little bit about your offers and your magic, what you put out in the world?
Yes. So right now my calendar was full and is closed, but it'll be opening up again at the end of January. I think January 25th, it opens again for end of February and March, and that's where you can get one-to-one readings and all that sort of stuff. But a big thing that I have going on right now is called Aura Elevation. I'm really excited for it. It's a three-week mini sort of program, mini sort of challenge, and it works with all your energy centers. So we start down at the root chakra and work all the way up to the crown with these mini challenges every day. You have 3 days for each chakra, two challenges, one integration day. I even made a little magical witchy cookbook so that you can cook and work with the energy for each of the chakras, which I'm super excited about.
Wow.
And I'm running it with my two lovely, lovely friends. And also they're both practitioners as well and coaches, Carly and Sophie. And it's live now. It's only $49 total for the whole 3 weeks. Mm-hmm. It's over a $750 value of different practices and meditations. I'll be doing a past life regression, like a group one. Mm-hmm. We're doing a Reiki circle. So there's just so many ways to heal your energy and inspire your energy. This is our third time doing it, our third round. We do it twice a year. And the energy within is so amazing just to be held, just to be inspired by yourself, but by the amazing community around you as well. And I'm just so excited. So if that's something you want to come see, come check it out. It's only $49 and you'll get to just spark back into your magic a little bit.
That's amazing. Thank you so much for sharing that. So is this 3 week kind of like mini mind, is it also for someone who's like hasn't meditated yet, or like is just really, really new to this whole like journey of spirituality, or do you have to be advanced?
No, I find that there's people from like all walks of spirituality. So we have people who are very, very, very beginner come in. Like, it's very accessible. We explain all the energy centers from the very beginning.
Amazing.
I have little worksheets to be like, this is what it's all about. You can learn about it. You can learn how it works, what it might look like if it's blocked, if you're not a visual learner. I also have podcast episodes I can send you to where I literally break down the chakra. And we do meditations, we do things, but it's very beginner. However, the shift and the energy that you can get from it also really resonates for people who are deep into their spiritual journey as well. We have people who are spiritual practitioners within themselves. We had girls who were like Reiki certified last time who came in, and the three of us, we literally do it alongside you ourselves because
Amazing.
We believe in it so much and it helps so much. So any walk of spirituality, any level of spirituality you're on, you can benefit from it.
Cool. That is so amazing.
Fun.
Especially what you, so much fun, especially like what you say about this whole group energy. Like when you are in a group and there's like a bunch of women just working on themselves and on their future together, it's just like this whole nother level. So
it is, it's powerful.
I'm really excited for you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. I was so excited to do this little reading on the podcast with you and just get to see, even for myself, a little bit more of what 2024 is going to hold.
Yeah. Oh, thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye.